Seven steps, smart homes and drones, listening one. Smart devices are becoming an increasingly important part of our lives, and more of them are being designed for and appearing in our homes. A few examples are electrical outlets, cameras, locks, lights, thermostats, and fans. When it comes to the smart home market, Amazon, Google, and Apple have come out with what are called smart speakers. Amazon's lineup includes the Echo and Echo Dot. Google has the Home and Home Mini. And in February 2018, Apple launched the HomePod. These devices work in conjunction with each company's digital assistant, also known as voice assistant, and are activated by saying specific words. Homeowners can control their smart devices with them or even ask them questions like, "What is the weather going to be like today?" According to a CNET article published in August 2017, Amazon's share of the smart speaker market in the United States is about 70%, and more than 1,000 different products work with their voice assistant, Alexa. Smart home technology is developing rapidly, and the opportunities appear to be limitless. What perhaps seemed very futuristic only a few years ago now looks very realistic. It's not inconceivable that our homes will one day be completely connected. Smart homes and drones, listening two. Another word that we've become accustomed to hearing is drone. Drones come in many shapes, sizes, and prices, and are used for all kinds of purposes. The best known probably being personal entertainment and movies. Drones have also been deployed in search and rescue operations, and according to a CNN article, by insurance companies to assess damage, for example, after a natural disaster. As online purchases continue to grow in popularity, the area that drones will probably have the biggest impact on the average person is deliveries. In June 2017, CNN reported that Amazon had applied for a patent in late 2015 for what could eventually be their distribution center of the future. It looks like they would be located in cities and designed for drones that would make deliveries. Interestingly, Amazon could also potentially make traditional truck deliveries from the same facility. In December 2016, CNN reported that Amazon may also be planning another kind of facility. Imagine a blimp that could function as a starting point for drone deliveries. The article explained that the blimps would fly over cities at more than 10,000 meters high. It looks like Amazon isn't the only one with ambitious plans. In August 2017, Fortune reported that Walmart is looking to develop what Fortune called floating warehouses. And like Amazon, their drones would take off from there.